Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heather Summers is with us. She is a state senator, also the deputy Senate Republican leader. And we've talked to you before, Senator, about you are on the Public Health Committee and, well, you're chairperson of the Communications Subcommittee for COVID-19. I'd say you've been pretty busy.
Yes, I have been very busy. And we are making strides here in the state of Connecticut as far as the vaccine is concerned for the COVID virus.
Right.
There is many questions that I'm happy to answer at any time. But the good news is the state of Connecticut has done really a terrific job in getting the vaccine out to individuals. When you compare us to other states, we are in the top three states of being able to administer the vaccine. And as of last Friday, everyone in long-term care, skilled nursing, has had the vaccine.
God.
So we continue that. We've had over close to 110,000 people have received the vaccine. And I will remind everyone who's listening, if we had more vaccine, we would be administering more. We are limited in the supply of the vaccine. It is supplied by the federal government. So we are allocated vaccine based on the per capita percentage, how many people we have here in the state of Connecticut. So the more we get, the more that we will get out to the general public as soon as humanly possible.
Interestingly, as you know, President Trump, because especially with the Pfizer, and I think with the other you do too, is that, you know, you have to have two doses. So you have one, then a follow-up. And President Trump said, okay, I'm going to hold some back for that second dose. I think President-elect Biden has said, no, it's all going out the door. So that might help a little bit, do you think?
That's not a smart move, I will tell you.
Why is that? Go ahead.
Because you have to have, the last thing that we want is the last thing we want is for people to get the first shot and not be able to get the second shot.
Right.
Because if you lose that window, you don't get the immunity that you need. So rightfully, I believe, the current president or his administration made the decision that if we're doing 31,000 people, we're going to have 62,000 vaccines available, one for the first round, and then the second shipment will go. Because what will happen is if we vaccinate everyone just once and people don't get their second dose, if we don't know the supply is coming in, they're not protected. And therefore, if you look at the curve and the data and the science, and our new president-elect is supposed to be about the science, you will see that the curve does not flatten until you have the second dose. So you're not guaranteed any immunity. People still get COVID after the first shot. You have to have the second shot. And how do we handle people not having the second shot within 3 weeks? It sets them back.
Oh, 3 weeks is the window?
Weeks. One's 21 days and one's 28 days.
Okay.
So you really need to have them allocated. You know, it could be that they will ship them to the state and the state of Connecticut will hold them in place. And I think, I'm not sure clearly what he has said, but when the federal government ships product to Connecticut, for example, if they ship 50,000 doses of vaccine, they ship it, we allocate it. And then in the next couple of weeks, they ship the second dose for those people. And it's sort of queued for the person who got the first one. So maybe he's saying he's going to ship everything to the states. You know, I did not hear that statement.
I just saw it over the weekend. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I know that in the UK they're doing that right now. That's something that the CDC has thought about and thought that's not a good idea. So you really need to have your two doses to be protected. The last thing we want is to have everybody get their first dose and not be able to follow up 21 or 28 days, and then we're back to square one.
From what your advisors have told the panel, does even if you get the first dose, and let's say you do contract it, does that make that case milder?
You know what? That data is not readily available, but I mean, you should get more mild symptoms, but that's not guaranteed. And if you look at the data that's actually in the clinical information that was submitted to the FDA for their emergency use authorization, you can see the two lines, one that have not had the vaccine, the other that have. And, you know, everyone's being exposed and getting sick until that second dose. And at that second dose, those that have the vaccine, you can see the line is straight across, like nobody's getting sick. But those who have not gotten the vaccine, the line, you know, peaks way up. So it really clearly shows that after the second dose, you're not getting sick. After the first dose, there's still people that are getting sick. And we have had people that have gotten a COVID vaccine, the first one, and then they've come down with COVID. They've had mild symptoms, but they could have actually had the virus before they got the vaccine, et cetera. Okay. You know, so you need to have both shots to make this effect.
My. You know, just another thing that came up last week, and I'm sure you on the panel are aware of that, the subcommittee, is that, you know, now they say there's a variant. In fact, I've heard there are a couple of variants floating around. Have you seen any evidence of that here in Connecticut?
Yes, we have had a few cases of this UK strain.
Yes.
I believe that there is, if I read this and don't, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think there is a Connecticut strain, or there's another strain, a US strain that is a possibility that is surfacing. Mm. But the thing is, when the virus mutates, it typically is mutates to a less lethal version.
Right.
And the protein that's in the COVID vaccine, or the it's not an actual protein, but it mimics the protein, should right. work against these variant strains, or at least the UK one. It's the same sort of mechanism that should be effective.
Okay, and the other thing, and since you were speaking of the UK, Boris Johnson, for example, the Prime Minister, has, and also I believe in Scotland as well, they've put up a, which is part of the UK, they've put down a, they're more strict now on lockdowns. I mean, it's really serious. And I believe in Quebec, now there's a curfew. So if you're out on the street after, I don't know what it was, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever, you had better have a darn good excuse, or, you know, you could get fined, a pretty significant fine. How are we doing as far as lockdowns, and do you see the need for another one?
Well, that's actually the governor's call, and I will remind everyone that we are still under public health emergency, and the governor has full control over exactly what is being done here in the state of Connecticut. I believe that you're seeing those lockdowns because the variant strain that you're seeing that's popping up tends to be less lethal, but it's also a lot more catchy.
Exactly.
So you're getting more and more people sick with COVID, more people having to isolate, and all the things that come along with that. And, you know, the more people that get sick, obviously, if it's super catchy, there will be cases that are more significant.
Of course.
And again, it's coming to, how do we manage what the healthcare system can handle? And that's the reason for the lockdowns. It's not because, you know, people want you to stay home. It's simply that if our hospitals become overwhelmed because
you've got a problem.
They cannot handle the sickness,
right.
We have a problem. People will die because they will not be able to get the medical attention they need. And at that time, or initially, you know, our healthcare providers were not protected. They did not have the proper PPE at the beginning of this, if you remember. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
It just wasn't available. Now, we've gotten better, and they do have PPE available, and many of them have had the first round of vaccines. Many of them are just starting to get their second round. I know my husband is a heart physician and seeing COVID patients, and he is counting the days until he can get his second dose, because it's that serious. If you take one walk through an ICU, you will see how serious this virus is.
Heather Sorensen, is he, since your husband is in the profession, are people, you know, you hear these, like I say, there's so much stuff floating around out there, you just don't know. But we know, in fact, it can cause damage in other organs in addition to the lungs. Is he seeing much problem with the heart?
There is, absolutely. If you're somebody who has heart issues, you're at high risk. If you are somebody who obviously has lung issues, and they honestly don't know the long-term effects of what
Almost
the virus can cause. But we do know that there are, this is not just people that are in their 80s getting this virus. There are people that have been in their ICUs in Connecticut that are, you know, 20, that 42, 54. It runs the gamut. And one of the, I think, most frightening things is we really don't know why this affects certain individuals more greatly or severely than others. So it is, I hear a lot like, oh, this is just, you know, this is not a big deal. We're, you know, the death rate is only 3%. But what we're not taking into account is the sickness rate. Right. People are getting very, very sick from this virus. So unfortunately, this is a long haul for us. And we're doing a, you know, the best job that we can out of the circumstances. I hope we don't have to go to another lockdown. I can tell you yesterday, I was outside at a park in Connecticut with my dog. I know a lot of people are getting puppies and stuff because they're home.
Yeah, because you're bored.
And I was surprised to see that nearly everyone I passed outdoors had a mask on.
Wow.
And I think that's a testament to people taking this seriously. And the quicker we can get people vaccinated, if they choose, again, there's a lot of scuttlebutt about this being mandated and, you know, all this kind of, this is not mandated. This is, we don't have enough to even mandate if they wanted to, which I do not think is a good idea. I think it should be your choice to get the vaccine.
Okay.
Obviously, I think it's the right choice. But the sooner that we can get more of the population vaccinated, the sooner we can get back to life as normal here in the state of Connecticut and across our country.
Senator,
now we're limited by the supply.
I'm sure we will speak again. And I thank you very much for your time this morning. And good luck to your
thank
husband.
You. And be safe.
I'm going to try my best.